his body. Like many, many of his lovers were thinking, well, we never got a chance to see Baba. But then, yeah. I don't know if there are some words or something that Baba said to the effect that that he would be, as if he was physically present for 100 to 200 years after he dropped the
yeah.
Is that, what exactly did Baba say to him?
He said that the avataric influence means avatar, you understand the meaning of the avatar is the descent, direct descent of whatever you call that reality, that God, which is reality, of course. We have named it. We need to have some name, you know, a proper name for it. And that's why we call it God. So that direct descent of reality into illusion is what he is, you see. Yeah. So now reality is camouflaged in a human form, because if reality were to descend in illusion, illusion is shattered.
Yeah.
But what he needs is illusion has to be there. Illusion needs to be sustained in order that he may draw your attention that this is illusion. I am the reality, you see. Yeah. That's how it is. So whenever he comes in our midst, he comes camouflaged as a human form and all that. So this coming down, this descent, the influence of this descent, even after he drops his body, lasts for 100 to 200 years, depending upon his next advent. If he were to revisit us again, means re-descend, the descent should be repeated again in 700 years, then the influence lasts for about 100 years and a little over. If he were to again descend in our midst after 1400 years and a little more, then it will be 200 years and a little more. But what happened, he told us that this time, the next visitation will be in 700 years' time. So the influence of his being here with us physically will be for 100 little years more. 100 years or so, more than 100, little more than 100.
What does it mean though?
It means this, when we said, well, what does it mean, Baba? And it is as if I were physically present. It's not just his present all the time, but that's what I say, that his physical presence. So then we said, what does it mean? We don't understand. So he said that there was at that time in a vase a huge bouquet of Indian roses, which are very fragrant. We have good roses which has fragrance. I don't know whether you all have roses with fragrance.
Yeah.
Some do. Some do, yeah. So there are pink roses, very fragrant. So they were here. The whole room is charged with the fragrance of roses. Baba loved roses. Anybody would love a rose of that color, which is known as the Persian rose. It's of the color of your shirt. Love. So it was there. So Baba says, here, it's a bouquet of roses here. Any stranger who pays a visit over here, immediately, first thing, more than the presence of Baba, he'll get the fragrance, you see. And he'll turn his head here and there to find out where is the source of this fragrance. And here, oh, that's the roses are there. Oh, that's understood, yeah. Naturally, he accepts the fact that the fragrance is because of the roses. Now what happens is that the roses naturally wilt after some days. So you can't keep wilted roses over here. So it happens like that the bouquet is put somewhere else, you see, thrown out. And somebody enters the room and says, what's this? There's a fragrance of roses here. But there are no roses here, what's that? So it's like that. So if a rose can permeate its fragrance for some time after it has been, it's no longer there, at its place, how much more so when the reality descends into illusion? So that's what he means by as if physically present. That influence is so great there at that time that you feel him, you see him, you can see him. Even any time after that you can see him. But this is the season where you can, if you really want to see him and you really long to see him, you can feel him. Yeah. Love wells through within and so forth. So that is the influence, that's the impact of influence. Yeah. It draws some strangers close, you know, where the fragrances, the bees are there. Yeah, it's like that. Why are you all drawn here? Now you all have heard of Baba, you heard of Baba and all that, but why do you want to come now? Something is like that. Any total stranger who comes here, why have you come? Some or other, I felt like coming. It's like that.
And for us as individuals, it is as if we're following a living avatar.
Yeah.
Alive.
This is the season, make the best of it. That's what he would tell us.
So Baba, Eric. After that fragrance leaves, after that 100 years passes, does that mean that that's the time when everybody has to seek a living perfect master,
For those who have come in the orbit of the love of the Lord, there's no way out. He is the way and he's the goal also. Perfect masters are the way. They lead you up as far as the goal. But he being the way and the goal, so it is redundant for you to go in search of a perfect master. For those who are in the orbit of the love of the Lord, perfect masters will come to you, and will tell you that there's no need to go out in search of truth. You have it. Now realize it. That is one thing great. How blessed we are, we do not know. We means all of us here. Because we have not only heard his name, but he has given us a spark of his love. We have heard of so many things that he did. We hear of his love for us. We hear of the love of his loved ones and so forth. It's a great boon, it's a great blessing, it's a great coming to him. And it's like that. And that helps you to get closer and closer to him. Time and again, people who have had the taste of his physical presence, whether it be Jesus, or whether it be Buddha, or Ram, or Krishna, or Mehr Baba, or Muhammad, or anybody, means the advent, that is his presence, they will not want to get realized or liberated or anything. If you ask them what they want, it's just the boon to come again and again to be with him. So that is the difference. Go and seek the perfect master and get out of this orbit, you see. But for those who had the taste of that love, will not want anything except that. So that is the difference. So it is redundant to seek a perfect master after having come to him. That's what he said. Or even to seek the path, because there's no path. For the lover of the Lord, the path follows the lover.
Baba is saying what it was like, or what it would be like when a life and he's not in the body. It's just that same inner communion when he's like in 300 years or so, we're born again. Baba's not around, the presence is not there.
No, but if you keep in touch with him, contact with him, it is a continuation of the same.
It's like the same.
It's a continuation of the same. See the little kids that come here, they teach their parents how to love Baba. But what happened is their greatness, you see, that their proximity to him was such that they came into a fold where that fold would carry the kids here in the environment. And then they come and they behave in such a fashion that the parents are, what's the matter with these kids, you see? How do they know this? What is it? It's like that. It's a continuity. Mm-hmm. continuation of from where you stop. You have not to go in search or anything of that sort. If your love is fixed and focused upon this physical frame of called the Mer Baba, you see, this advent, then you continue to love and all that, and then after years of loving and this and that, and still you haven't met him, you haven't seen him and all that, all the more you long to see him, all the more you want to be with him and all that, that carries you forward to a greater proximity than what is now. And then all the time it is like that. Baba once told us that each advent is a cessation of a procession. This whole creation is constantly in as if it's in a procession. You know what a procession, a parade.
Mm-hmm.
You all don't use the word procession, no?
Yeah, right.
Parade, you call it a parade. We call it procession, yeah. Don't you all have a word like procession?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then these Americans, you know, peculiar people, you know. They don't, so often when I say procession, say, what is it? Oh, parade.
Parade was a band at the front.
Yeah. We do it, yeah.
But it's, really speaking, the whole creation is in a process of procession, you see. And it does not know where it is marching, to what, where. But with every advent, there is a cessation of procession. Means, proceeding of procession ceases. Why does it cease? Because those who are in the front line, they naturally stop there, you see, at the time of his advent, and they are all surrounding that advent, you see. So naturally, those who are following, naturally, there's no way, they have stopped, you see. Just, and they don't know what is happening. Those who are immediately after the front line, they can crane their necks and they see, oh, there is somebody here. So that's how they get the little feel. And then those who are at the back, they hear whispers and they have the feeling. But those who are at the far end, they don't know nothing. They just stand. Waiting for something to proceed, you know. They don't know where they are proceeding. That is the world like that. So what happens is that at the time, Baba says, those who are in the front line, they have the benefit of my physical presence. It's not that I come only for the front line. I come for all, but I am for the few. And the few are those who are around, you see. They have the benefit of it. And then what happens? The benefit is such that they don't continue the procession, unfortunately. They are sidetracked. That's finished. That's liberated, guys. Then what happens comes, naturally the procession continues when he drops his body. So they are marching ahead. So those who were in the second line or third line or fourth line, whatever it is, they get the benefit of the front line, and they then come. So in order to gain that proximity, in order to get into the front line, now is the time, Baba says. When he's not here, the longing, wanting to be close to him, wanting to live for him, wanting to die for him, all this will bring you in the forefront. That's what he says. That's the figure he gave us. And he also gave the figure of, we are like the hounds. You know, when I'll pass away, what will happen? Is the scent. Again, he uses the word, the fragrance, the scent. He used this time the scent, not the fragrance. He says, what happens when there is some criminal is to be spotted? What do you all do in this world? Now that it's an ancient traditional thing that dogs have greater scent, so they have police hounds, you know. So if the police are after a certain criminal, what do? They get the hounds immediately. If they say that, well, this is the site of crime, something has happened here, and they then let the dog sniff here, you see. And then the dogs try to pull them, and they go on sniffing, and go. Trace the culprit. From the site of the crime. You follow? So he says that what will happen when I pass away is that you all will be acting like the hounds, you see. Because you'll come at the site where I had lived, where I had been, at the different centers and all that, where my scent is present there, you see. And then you all will come and sniff. And then with that, you'll continue to try to follow me where I am, you see. And if, by perchance, if there is a lot of rain, or if something happens there and you lose track of the scent, then what happens with the hound dogs? The hounds are brought again for taking another sniff. Again they will go, you see. That's how it is. So that's why you have to come again and again, sniff and then go and trace him out. Because he says, I am the greatest criminal. I am the one who is known as the stealer of hearts, you see. Yeah, I have committed a crime. I have stolen your heart. And you have to come here to trace me out. That's the reason why it's most important to have places of pilgrimage, where he had stayed, where he had long dilly-dallied, or lived, or where his body is buried. These are great places. Yeah. That's why it is important. Why do people in the world, all of them, say India is traditionally known as, some they have got that fad of spirituality and all that, therefore there is pilgrimage, you see. But there in Middle East is there, in Rome it is there, everywhere is there, people go for pilgrimage. Why is it so important? It's just to get the sniff and trace him back again. Thank you.